Finally, Sophia Minard has figured it out. Put a time limit on your appearance. Say you've got something else to do, even if you don't. And then we'll try to get you out on time, but I can't make any guarantees. Joining us now from the Milwaukee Brewers at Valley Sports, Wisconsin, is our friend Sophia Minard. Sophia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. What you got something important going on?
I'm at a hair appointment, actually.
Really? How long does a hair appointment go?
This might be a first in Will the entire history.
Yeah. How long does a standard hair appointment for Sophia Minard go?
You're going to judge me. It's normally about 2 to 2.5 hours, depending on what needs to be done.
Okay. And when you're doing that now, is there still the magazines, or do you just use your phone? Do you chat? Give us a layout of how this 2.5 hours is going to be spent.
I've known my stylist a long time. She's a good friend of mine, and actually my whole family. So we talk a lot. I get some work done. She's used to me, having to work during these appointments. She's used to what the baseball schedule looks like. So this is kind of standard operating procedure for us.
So does she ever say, Sophie, it's time to mix it up? Do you go in there with a game plan? Is it always the same? Because I mix and match. I Jason will drive 4 hours to go get a haircut. Obviously, this relationship is important. If she says, Sophia, it's time to do something crazy, are you jumping on board with that? Or how does that process go?
No, she knows me well enough. I don't do crazy. We always kind of joke about that, about what would happen if he showed up to work, with blue streaks or, just something crazy. But she knows how to stick to the program. And she does tell me, right, when we need to cut it or make some changes or if I'm too blonde or,
Okay.
She gives honest feedback.
All right. Okay.
How long would the Brewers winning streak have to be for you to say you would get blue streaks in your hair?
Oh.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I could commit to anything permanent like that. I think we'd have to be talking World Series trophy for me to even consider it.
Would you consider saying right now, if the Brewers win the World Championship, you'd shave your head?
I would not do that.
You would not. Okay.
I would not.
No. Always got to push it.
Why not?
I would love to see them win as much as anybody, but I will not shave my head.
That seems reasonable.
But blue streaks.
I can find other ways to celebrate that accomplishment.
Yes.
Blue streaks are still on the table if they win the World Series, though. Okay? Fair?
I'll put it under consideration.
Okay. All right. The girls have this hair chalk that only stays in your hair for a few days.
I'm
happy to look.
I think the four of us can commit to blue streak in our hair if they win a world championship. I think we can all agree to that.
I'm in. Jason?
Okay.
Sophia and I will get back to you on that. The Brewers have an 11-game lead in their division.
Lame.
Sophia has four more minutes with us. I could, as you well know, I could talk about hairstyles all day. But
I can tell.
I actually could. I enjoy that conversation, but be that as it may. Sophia, obviously, there's been a couple of games recently that did not go the way we would like to see them go and got a little bit out of hand. But generally speaking, the idea of an 11-game lead on September 7th, what is the vibe around this team right now, yesterday's outcome notwithstanding?
Yesterday is one of those days that you just, you shower and forget, right? You move on to the next day. That's kind of the beauty of baseball, is you have the opportunity to do that every day, regardless of whether it's an insane finish like what we saw on Sunday with Daniel Vogelbach with the walk-off grand slam, and then the next day can humble you pretty quickly. So, but I think, the overall vibe right now is just to keep it going, right? I think they have been really steady all year long. Even with this lead, they haven't changed their approach every day. They show up. They're the same group. They go through the same routine. They get their work in. I think they're confident every day. They're confident that they have a good chance to win. They expect to win every day. And I think they're just at the point now where it's just, you just keep winning series. That's just what this team has done. You just keep winning series. You keep trying to add to this lead, right? Not give up any ground. Set yourself up for the postseason. And I think, you know, it is getting to that point. I think tonight is officially game 140. I think you are looking at the calendar, right? You're looking at, you know, how many more games you have left. You're looking ahead a little bit, you know, like you're getting closer to the finish line. You know, October is coming. I think everyone's really excited about the possibility of what that could be. But I think they've just been really steady, and the approach really hasn't changed day to day.
Sophia, I think you posted on Twitter as the best win of the season. I was not watching the game. Social media kind of kicked it, and all of a sudden I turned the game on Sunday. I don't know if it was 4:30, whatever time it was. Can you take us there when that happened? Because you felt all of the feels that happened in that dugout. Can you take us inside when Vogelbach hit that bomb?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, honestly. And you know, leading up to it, it wasn't a great game, to be honest. You know, like Corbin Burns, he's got off to such a great start. And then he really had a battle to get through five innings. And then, you know, the bullpen, a couple guys came out of the bullpen, and they were kind of like just long, grinded out, like tough at-bats, long innings. You know, it was one of those kind of classic Brewers-Cardinals games. And, you know, then the eighth inning, they're up against Giovanni Gallegos. They load the bases. You bring Christian Yelich off the bench. You think, like, this is your best shot. And Christian hit an absolute bullet. It was like 105 off the bat that Paul Goldschmidt was just perfectly placed, you know, along the line, jumped up, made the catch for the final out. And you think, like, man, that's the best shot you're going to have, right? Like, bases loaded, Christian up. He hits just a missile. And it goes for nothing, you know, as we've seen happen sometimes. So you think, you know, like that's your best shot. And then, you know, the ninth inning rally, it's the bottom of the order. It's, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr., you know, led it off with a double. That was a big spot for him. Luke Maley was catching. He was in that ninth spot. He drives in Jackie Bradley Jr., great at bat, a single. You know, and then it gets to the top of the order. Jace Peterson puts together a great at bat, seven pitches, a double, you know, and then then it starts to become real, right? Then it's like, okay, we've already got one run in. You're starting to get kind of more traffic on the bases. You could tell that Gallegos was tiring. And then Eduardo Escobar drew a walk to load the bases. And you think, okay, like they've somehow, right? Like they've got another shot. And because of the pressure that they had put on Gallegos in the previous inning to load the bases, you could tell he was out of gas. And so Mike Schilt had no other option but to go to Alex Reyes to bring him in. And Vogie was the last guy off the bench. You know, he was kind of the last shot there. And man, it was just to know the player and the person and the teammate that Vogie is, for him to deliver in that spot, just how the season has gone for him, of how much time he missed with the hamstring injury. They go out, they acquire Rowdy Tellez. Now Rowdy's become, you know, an everyday productive player. And so for Vogie to come back and deliver that moment, and then the celebration that you saw after, it was just, it was really special. You know, it was one of those things that this was a different kind of win. It was a different moment. It was a different celebration. You saw, I think, with their celebration, how much they care about Vogie, right? And how excited everybody was for him in that moment. It was just, it was one of those like really cool, special days that, you know, is pretty rare.
And you avoided, again, the Gatorade bath, but it was weird. They dumped gum on him. Was that gum that stuck to his shirt? And
there was the Gatorade dump at home plate. Then Willie came back with the second dump that you saw in the interview, and I think it was Manny. I don't even know who brought the gum over, but it kind of just kept coming. I was like, okay, at some point they're going to run out of objects, you know, to throw over here. But again, I think the coolest part was just that there was all of that happening on the field, and then the entire team stayed in the dugout and waited for him. And Craig Counsell, you know, talked about this yesterday. It's just, I've never, ever seen that. I've never seen the entire team. And Craig said as much too. He said, we've just never done that, where And it just happened organically. Like, in that moment, the team just, they wanted to stay out there. They wanted to celebrate. They waited for the interview to be done. They were all waiting there in the dugout. And they just, you know, they were all chanting for him. And as he was going into the clubhouse, it was just, it was really cool. It was really fun to watch them kind of just embrace that moment.
Only the 28th ultimate Grand Slam in baseball history, according to Adam McKelvey. Only the 8th walk-off Grand Slam for the Brewers, and only the 2nd walk-off Grand Slam that occurred when they were trailing. Cecil Cooper had one when they were down 6-4, but he was representing the winning run, and they win it on that Grand Slam. Sophia, we don't want you to be late for your hair appointment. I would ask you this. Could you ask, since you're stylist and you are so close, what we asked you the last time you joined us, what's the most rude question you can ask someone? I'm guessing she has a lot of conversations. So how much do you make? How much do you weigh? And Tausch, what was the other one?
No, age isn't even in there anymore.
Age
is easy. Everybody will answer their age.
Okay. Check into that for us, would you please?
Okay.
Sophia, enjoy the rest of your day. We love when we have you on. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.